Oh, you don't want to go there, do you?
I do. Not really.
Well, we're live. Good morning! Welcome, Facebookers, huh? Did I say Facebookers?
Yeah, you're such an ass.
I should call that. We got some new dating terms that I saw on the Fox News yesterday that I want to get into.
Good, because I didn't even look at them.
Including something called groundhogging and oystering. And they're not nearly as good as I thought they'd be.
Is oystering like jellyfishing?
It should be, but it's not. It's really kind of stupid. It's a segment we probably should have done. Good morning, Jay Curry and Claypo. We're on every single week, Thursday, and of course, a big day for us, not only from the standpoint that we're here on the Curry and Claypo show, but also because we'll be on Fox 6 a little bit later on this morning at 9:35. We had a nice lunch with Jeremy yesterday.
We did.
The
we
producer
did.
From Fox 6.
He's got, you know what? He's got a better voice, or not better. It's pretty damn close.
He looks just like my ex-brother-in-law.
And what does that mean for you, Tony Curry?
Every time I looked at him, I kept thinking of Scott, because it looks like my ex's brother. And a good-looking guy. Mm-hmm. He always talks about having a face for radio. Jeremy ain't got a face for radio.
No,
he's a good-looking guy.
You don't either.
So good morning to you. And we'll be doing the show here until about 9:15, 9:30. And then, of course, you can watch us on Fox 6. So we're on at 9:50 this morning. We'll be talking about Elon Musk. And Twitter.
You will be.
We only have 5 minutes to talk about it. But we'll talk about it this morning here on the Curry and Claypo show. So you're really bright this morning.
I am bright.
You got a lot of...
Get our producer and...
There you go. There you go.
Can I tell you about what I ordered on Amazon? Can we have a segment that does that?
If it's good.
I got good stuff.
Did you?
Yeah. I got acid and antacid. Yes, I got Nexium and muriatic acid.
Which is kind of an oxymoron, so you don't really have to order either one.
No, I got Nexium, muriatic acid, yeah. Which, I mean, like that, and I smelled a little bit yesterday, like when I was pouring.
Feel good?
No, like that, you gotta be careful.
Oh yeah.
It's got big skulls and crossbones on it, yeah. But I got those two things, peanut butter,
yeah.
I got that.
Yeah.
And there was something I needed for my son. Oh, no, and toilet paper.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations.
I love the Amazon.
I know.
Every day.
I just don't understand why you don't buy it. Like, why do you only buy it, like, one or two things at a time?
I mean, I buy stuff in bulk. Like, I don't need muriatic acid.
Do you go to the grocery store, though? So you get your meat and all your stuff at the grocery store?
Yeah, I just don't get any.
You buy, like, acid and toilet paper from Amazon?
Yeah. I mean, I love Publix. You know, the thing is, though, I think I'm somehow spending more because I still go and get things from our grocery store that I probably could have gotten Amazon. Then I can't remember. Then I have both.
Gotcha. He's Dr. Josh Claypo, UAB clinical psychologist, my radio partner for the last 5 or 6 years. We're like an old married couple. He's great. He's all over the place. And, of course, I'm Tony Curry. And, again, we'll be on Fox 6 later on this morning, about 9:50. We do the Curry and Claypo show, Tony Curry Live, throughout the day. Our shows continue. I had a big meeting last night here at Tony Curry Radio to make sure that everything's running tight and right. Our Spotify podcast platform is doing great. It's taken off. We have 10 different shows on there, including Mission Minded, When in Rome with Stuart Rome. We have Adaptogen, Adapter Paris, something you do every single Tuesday, which is great, with Dr. Alex Hublin and yourself. That runs on Tuesdays. All these are shows that run live on Tony Curry Radio, so you get to hear them first there. And then, of course, go to Spotify and search Tony Curry Radio on Spotify, and you can see all of our shows. We have well over 100 shows. Austin Hanks, Blues Almighty, getting ready for his 20th episode. He's going to run an encore presentation later on today. But next Thursday, he'll be on with Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. He's going to join us for his 20th episode. He wants to make it super big. And, of course, David Johnson just got done playing a show in Milwaukee.
I saw that.
With Brother Kane. And he does a show with us every Friday right here on Tony Curry Radio and LiveWire Wednesday, brought to you by Southern Pursuit of Staffing. So tons of shows. Download the Tony Curry Radio app. You get to hear the shows live. They run his shows at least twice a week. And then, of course, you can go back and listen to all the shows on demand on Spotify.
Okay, so two questions quick.
Yes.
First, let me on a promote something for Adaptogen.
Sure.
And Adapt Paris. We're about to go into the studio to do two new shows. These are going to be, it's going to hit you right here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good.
These are going to be.
It's a great show.
They're going to hit, like it's going to be, all our shows are all, they're very practical.
Yeah.
We get a little out there.
Yeah.
They're very practical. they tie in a lot of music. We have a good time, but like these two are gonna help you with your not just your business, but they're gonna help you with your life more than any of them. And I've got killer music references.
I love it.
Oh, I do. By the way, what is it? Can you just tell me what is it that you've got me playing over here?
We got the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. I think that is season 7, I think, and then Baywatch on the other TV.
Okay, I was making sure.
Yeah, so lots of skin to keep you happy.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
New stuff this morning. I like to just pick out some things that just really hit me, and then I just...
You always send them to me, too, at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
I know. The Twitter fallout buildup continues. Facebook up nearly 20% yesterday. They had better than... reported earnings. They've lost 50% of their stock this year alone. They got about a big chunk of that back yesterday. It had nothing to do with Twitter. It was just that their earnings were better than expected in the final quarter last year, in the first quarter this year. Former University of Alabama student has been sentenced to 7 years for hiding funding to Al-Qaeda. California's most prized wine starting to taste like wildfires. That sucks.
Oh.
You didn't think about that, do you?
The grapes are
starting to get smoky.
What do they call? There's a, what's the wine? The terroir, the whole idea behind wine is the type of soil that it's placed in, right? It influences the flavor. So, and some wines they talk about, it has a little hint of smoke, a little smoky, but that's terrible.
So this wildfire thing is out of control, and it's getting earlier every single year, and I saw this great story yesterday where they can now do preemptive measures where they can burn out acres of their own land, particularly forest and timber companies, because if they get wiped up, they're done.
Right.
But it costs like $800,000 an acre or something like that. I don't know. It's crazy money. To burn it out, but it's better to save 600,000 acres of forestry as opposed to just burning out 1 acre. And they're talking about taking out like a portion of our wild. We have like 675 million acres of forest in this country. And they're talking about taking out an area the size of Idaho out in that area just as a kind of fire. That's kind of interesting. Sharon Osbourne was on with Piers Morgan. She said she cried for 3 months after she got fired from The View. She said, I tell you what, no one even knew who Sharon Osbourne was until like 15 years ago. I mean, we knew that she was Ozzy's wife, but she has really made a name for herself. So she's got this new show in the UK, and Ozzy's going home back to, is it Berkshire Sham or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
They invited a couple of Ukrainian families to live with them.
And they're going to film it?
At their palace. No, they're just inviting. They're like, enough of this. Just come over and live with us.
Nice.
Ozzy wants to go home. It'll be the first time he's been back there to live in 16 years. They've been living out in California.
That's good. He needs to be back there.
But he has to have one more surgery before he can fly. And they're still trying to figure out a way to get him back on the road.
Back surgery? What's wrong with him?
Yeah, he had an ATV accident a couple of years ago. He's got Parkinson's. He had a huge staph infection. The guy is just had
he's
a
not
multitude.
A, oh, wait, he's not, like, if you're a surgeon, you know, they were talking about not being a surgical candidate.
Yeah.
Like, who, I don't know who's going to cut on him.
It's amazing that he's still alive. He will be on stage at least one more time in some capacity. As far as going a tour, I mean, he had a tour back in 2019 because of a staph infection in his fall and all sort of stuff. But the guy's just a stinking mess, and they've been married for 40 years. That is awesome. You know, coming from two divorced guys, I know what you're saying. You know,
I'm not, because it's your statement. It's your statement that I never thought about till you told me on our old Saturday night show. That idea of we've been together 53 years and 52 of them were miserable.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know that for Ozzy and Sharon, but I never really thought about it that way until you brought that up. So they've been together 40 years. And we know the story. We know some of the stories, and we know that with the documentaries and all that kind of stuff. And you assume based on the way they talk and the way they look that there is a deep love.
There is.
But there's something that's just a dumpster fire.
Well, sure, but she had every reason to leave his ass numerous times, multiple times.
Right.
I mean, and in most cases, they were all deal breakers, right?
Every one of them.
And the fact that she this goes along with my I-65 analogy. how the interstate ebbs and flows. You're on one side, on one side, we're heading the same direction. Sometimes you see the other person, sometimes you don't, sometimes there's a mile in between you, sometimes you're right up against each other. Just don't get off the interstate. And I'm not saying this is great for everybody, but I do believe that if you take marriage as seriously the day you're taking your vows as you do when the times are super tough. And listen, I'm not saying if you're in an abusive relationship or something.
No, but you're right.
Pedophile, whatever.
You're right.
But if you fight through it and you really want to make it work with the other person, it takes two.
Yeah.
That eventually you will find some common ground. And then maybe when you're in your 60s or 70s, you realize that you were kind of met. And that's a true, that to me is a true love story. When you've gone through all that shit and you're willing to forgive and forget, or not forget, but forgive.
Forgive.
She's certainly been, and she's not an angel either, but, and to see those two wind up together is perfect. Because I don't think there's another woman on this face of this earth that could have been married to Ozzy Osbourne.
No.
You know?
Well, and he's
she's not a finger pointer.
No.
Like the whole thing where you point the finger, there's three fingers pointing back at you. You know?
That's another Tony Curry.
Yeah.
Where do you learn this stuff? I was going to ask if it was church. Do you got more of this?
You're pointing the finger at someone. There's three fingers pointing back at you, my friend. Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Can I put that on Instagram with a hand?
Yeah, please.
You should. That's really good.
You like that? The NFL draft starts later on tonight, and Snoop Dogg has finished his BTS collaboration with...
come on.
Can I? I was watching The Masked Singer last night. And the only reason I watched see what Jenny McCarthy was going to wear. She is, just smoking hot. I don't know what it is about her.
I can't get past the Forbes thing.
She always has it laying out there. She's beautiful. Yeah. And I've seen her naked a million times, and I still can't stop looking at her. She's just beautiful. That is the most effed up show I've ever seen. Now, I didn't watch it for a long period. I watched it about 20 minutes.
You kind of can't stop.
But, it's so bad.
I know.
Ken Jeong, I don't even know why he's on the show.
Right.
He doesn't really add a lot. You got what's his face, the singer songwriter who did the Blurred Lines thing. He's on there, Thick, and he's got a pedigree. He's written a ton of hit songs. I get him. Jenny McCarthy's just hot, smoking, good looking. I don't even know who the black gal is, but it's so over the top. And the outfits are stupid, but they're done very, very well. Then you got, Cannon, who's had 25 children with 24 different women, the co-host. And I'm sitting there watching it, and it's just what in the hell am I watching? And now they're starting, and last night they had Ali Kirstie, who was one of the singers on the show. And of course, Rudy Giuliani was on a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it is.
It is a messed up show, but it's just so goofy enough that you want to kind of watch it. And you're kind of it's just really
bizarre. Have you seen that there's another show, I don't know if it's on, called Alter Ego?
Yeah.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Where they do the virtual
reality. Yeah, there's
we'll watch anything.
But I'm watching this I'm watching this show the other night with Snoop Dogg and Kelly Clarkson, this new talent show.
Yeah, I saw that.
And... Listen, I'm 56, but I'm hip. I mean, I can get into some of this younger, and Snoop Dogg's been around for 30 years. It's just his rise to meteoric stardom is just incredible. He's everywhere. I'm doubting that he smokes as much dope as he used to because he can't.
Right.
And he's on with Martha Stewart and doing the puppy bowling, but the guy is just everywhere. And again, it's one of those things where he's cool, but to put him in that position. It's not entertaining to me. I'm sitting there watching the show.
Yeah,
he looks uncomfortable.
It's
kind of like...
Yep.
But right now, if you got Snoop Dogg on with a collaboration with BTS, that's killer. I mean, he's a
singer. Well, he can do that. That'll work.
But I just don't know. I mean, this guy is probably one of the most endorsed guys outside Shaquille O'Neal, who's on everything now.
Yep.
Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley, they're on everything.
Yep.
I mean, every time you turn the TV on, you can't get one. But I'm not pooping on Snoop Dogg.
No, it's just not a great fit for him.
He's great for the Corona commercials.
Yeah, the Doritos. Yeah, all of that.
But I mean, it's just put him in a co-host type. I don't know. It's just weird to me. Also, today is National Superhero Day today. Who's your best superhero? I go Batman just because Batman was human and he didn't have any special powers.
I do I like. Well, you know, I'm into the Marvel thing, so yeah. I like Thor. I like Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's good.
Well, you know, I had a thing for Linda Carter. I mean, she's not like she's a superhero in a different.
She was on a TV show just last week.
Was she? How's she doing?
She's looking good. She was crying about something. She was on there talking about.
Was she on The View?
Something, I'm not sure. So I think she was asked to be, or she was either in the last Wonder Woman movie, or she's going to be in another Wonder Woman movie as a bit part. And then she released a bunch of photos of her. She was striking. Today's biological clock day today. The three things that you want to do stay on your biological clock are?
Stay on your biological clock?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Your biology, your circadian clock.
Oh, yeah.
Time. What's the best thing to not screw up your biological sleep. Clock? Good sleep, yes. Go to bed at the same time every night and wake up sleep. Every morning, which is hard
absolutely
to do.
Sleep and okay. exposure. Well, I guess it's not the same thing.
That's sort number one.
Exposure to light?
No.
No, that's not. Exercise?
No.
Sex?
No.
Okay. I just did sex because
eat right.
Yes.
And don't take naps.
Right.
Or take.
Your naps have to be very strategic.
Yeah.
They have to be ready. Well, so you know, I'm leaving next week.
Take short naps, yeah.
Yes, you know, I'm leaving next week to go to England. And
do not mess up with the time change. Just stay on your time clock.
So there is this great new app. I'm endorsing it, but I'm not a paid endorsement. That's called Time Shifter, and it's exactly what you talk about. It takes where you're going.
Yeah.
It takes your normal wake up times, etc. It takes the time difference, and then it tells you to do these different things like. Yeah. When to drink caffeine, when not. When to go outside or make sure you're getting light. Right. And it starts a week before, and what's really strange is there's periods where, like, normally I would be outside or I would have... You can't. You got to wear sunglasses. And the whole thing that it's doing is...
That's kind of crazy.
What?
That's kind of crazy.
Well, it is, but it's... I've done it before. It's shifting... It is shifting your circadian rhythm. Yeah. It's shifting it... to where you want to go.
Yeah.
And so you end up not having jet lag. You do the same thing coming back. I always think it's super cool when we can manipulate our own... Like, we can manipulate our own physiology without... Well, I guess caffeine's a drug. Without drugs.
Yeah.
Just by changing the way we think, changing what time we get up, changing the light in the, you know, in the room, changing the way our bed postures. We are... we're complex, but we're so... we're so fragile, Tom.
Yeah, I know.
We're so fragile. Well,
that was the first question I ever asked you.
Yeah.
That
was right.
Yeah.
We're fragile. We are easily bent, but not broken.
Yes. There's another Instagram you can do later on today. Well, I think the question was, are we fragile or are we resilient?
Yeah. And my answer was, of course, yes. We're super fragile, but when we even get broken, we are fragile. We break frequently.
Yeah.
I don't know the right word, but we don't disappear. We keep coming back.
And we're also incredible creatures of habit.
Yes.
And as long as I'm not going to say I do an app to make sure you're putting sunglasses on, and because I think just by thinking of that, it would add an anxiety that would screw up your circadian rhythm because that'll mess up your circadian rhythm. But as long as you don't, like, totally throw it out of whack, then it will correct itself. A lot of people don't realize that it only takes one day to get back on your circadian rhythm. So if you have an all-nighter, you should be able to go to bed the next night, and you should be right back at it. But I think, mind-wise, we think, oh, my gosh, if I had an all-nighter, it's going to take me 3 days to catch up. It's just not true. Also, Jessica Alba turns 41 today, and Jay Leno turns...
Jessica Alba's 41?
Yeah, I thought she was, like, 50.
I thought she was younger.
She's 41, and
Jay Leno
is 72.
Okay.
He's living a good life, man.
He is one Fred Flintstone-looking dude.
He is. He's got a big head.
And a chin.
Yeah, he is.
He is, and he's got
tons of cars. He's doing steam crap, and he's just toying around with it. He's got all these steam machines he does and stuff. Good for him. He's great. I don't think he's particularly funny, but I think he's
he doesn't need to be anymore.
So a couple stories that I got into one on Monday, and it's interesting because we were talking to Jeremy from Fox 6, the producer does Good Morning Alabama every day, or is it Good Day Alabama? Sorry.
Good Day Alabama.
Good Day Alabama, and it's in the morning. And we were talking about, how we try to put things out so as many people will enjoy what we're doing. You're throwing that net out, but now you're getting to the point where my dad used to always say, do one thing, do it incredibly well, do it better than anyone else, you'll be fine. Whatever that is. And we see that with Facebook groups. You know, you could be like a pit bull lover who loves smoky wine and likes foot fetishes. And you'll get like 100,000 people that will go, oh, I like that too. And that makes you feel good because you get all these people that are strange as you are.
Oh, yes. That makes it not so strange.
And so this woman who is 19 years old, she's a teenager, was awarded the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest legs in the world.
Oh, is it really ugly? Is it really like weird?
Well, she's 6'8".
Okay? Oh, okay.
And her legs are, for a 6'8" woman, her Peter Dinklage, who was on Elf, you know, the great actor, is 4'5". Her legs are longer than him.
Yeah.
Right?
Is there a picture?
And there is.
I just want to see.
And she... She's standing next to a car. I don't know. She's not. Listen, it's hard to be. It's hard to be that tall and not look like a freak. I'm just being honest with you. And I know there's lots of girls that are basketball players, but this is like seven above 6'5". I've got two cousins who are 6'11". Girls.
Really?
Yeah. Kathy Carabrock.
Women who are 6'11"? They're playing WNBA.
They're twins. No. And because and I mean freak, not like ugly freak.
No,
I'm just talking,
it's
just you don't see it. It's one in a million, right?
Yes.
And so this is a one in a million. And so she has decided to, she was on TikTok. And of course, you know what happened. When you have really long legs, she's 19. Yeah. People are like, oh, well, I wonder what those legs look like. So now she's on OnlyFans.
Oh,
yeah, and I'm kind of like, you know,
come on, parents.
Just because you have a freak nature and something that people are egging you on to do something,
no.
And now she's got over 100,000 followers, and she, on the bottom of her OnlyFans account, it says that nudity is not promised, which, okay. And her mom and dad are kind of like not real crazy about it. And I think it's weird.
I mean, it's...
53.26 inches her legs are. By the way, her left leg is the shorter of the two. It's only 52 inches. And the first thing I thought is, what do they measure from?
Well, yeah, is it your...
Do you measure from the inside of the thigh? Because today is also Love Your Thigh Day.
Is it really?
Yeah. Do you measure from the inside of your pubic bone and then down to your...
Yeah, because I think your hip wouldn't count. There's a hip.
Yeah, because like, where do the legs start?
No.
Because the legs start up here, right? Up at your waist.
Well, I guess, no, where your hip socket and... Well,
okay. So you measure from the outside.
Yeah,
because... When you measure your inseam, you measure from the...
Crotch. Yeah, no. I would think because the socket of your, your femur?
Yeah.
Right? That goes into your hip.
Yeah.
So if we're going on bones, I would consider that ball that goes into your hip opening, that should be the start of your leg. Wherever that is.
Yeah.
So it's in here. God, we do a lot of stupid shit show that we talk about. We talk about stuff we have absolutely no idea. Like, I don't know. Yes, that's where it should be. Okay, good. You just heard it. You heard it here on Curry and Claypo. I'm pointing at
you talking
with
guys,
my three fingers.
You're talking about two guys who don't. We've been trying to measure something for a long period of time. I think you measure it from your anus. That's where it starts, and it comes off, and that way...
That's the patriarchy. That's the patriarchy. Okay, anyway...
It bothers me as a 56-year-old dude to see a beautiful young lady who is now putting herself out on this platform that is going to...
I know.
Is going to dictate... She's 19 years old. Go get a job when you're 21 and know you're having OnlyFans. And you know, we all want immediate satisfaction. We're all willing, you know.
But it's her mindset.
We're all willing to cheat and get 10 minutes of pleasure, and it ruins her entire life.
But listen,
right?
her mindset a little different? Think about this. And I'm going to play this the opposite way. I'm 6'8". I don't know if she plays basketball or
sports. She does. She plays volleyball.
She plays volleyball. Ooh.
And she just stands there and puts her hands up.
That's great. She, yeah. Okay, so.
But she's a little, she looks like she's a little uncoordinated, but she's still 6'8".
So, I mean, you think about it, and you think about right now with the whole NIL and athletes and making money and being professional. If you're 6'8", and, I mean, hell, if you're going to the WNBA, you're not going to make any money anyway.
Yeah.
So I guess my thinking is, has she had to turn around what would be seen as something that I'm sure she's been teased about, people stare at her, all those kinds of things. Has she sort of flipped it around and said, okay, I'm going to make money at it. I'm going to make money at it. Now, I'm not saying we can say it's not right, yeah, that morally it's not right,
yeah,
but I can see her saying, what do you want me to do? I can make money by people looking at me. They're looking at me anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not justifying, but psychologically because otherwise you're spending so much time. Think about it. You're trying to embrace yourself. You're trying to say, okay, I'm good with me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's really hard when you have something that people stare at or is a deformity or something like that.
Yeah.
So instead of, it's harder to just say, I'm going to embrace myself for who I am inside and do my thing. It's easier to say, well, if you're going to stare at me, if you're going to look at me, if the people are looking, I might as well make money. We see this with models all the time.
I get it. I'm not saying if I wasn't a 19-year-old, the same. And again, women have a lot better opportunity on these types of platforms to make a living.
Because men are freaks.
Men do. Because
men are freaks. Well, look. Think about that.
Yeah.
7'6" guy, 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Male with long legs. You know how many women would want to look at him?
None.
They'd be like, pfft.
Even naked.
Right, that's what I mean.
Maybe some freaks.
That's what I mean. It speaks about us.
It really does.
Well, look at anything.
Like, who's supporting this?
God.
It's a train. I mean, it's somewhat of a train wreck because and I'm not saying she's an attractive girl, but I don't know, man. To me, it's a little bit of a sellout because.
Well, but see, that's what I'm saying. You can't. I agree. But.
Just know that
you're not in her.
This is going to be on your resume for the rest of your life.
Well, but okay, at 6'8", what are you going to? What is? I mean, there are a lot of limitations, subtle biases that people are going to put against you because you're a female at 6'8".
Yeah,
female 6'8". If you're a male at 6'8" and you didn't do any sports, then you'd get the. Did you play basketball? No, I didn't.
No. Yeah.
Did you play? You know, I don't know if you've worked with. I mean, you're super tall, but I've worked with people. In the corporate setting, men who are like 6'8", 6'9", you know, everybody does the same thing. Did you play basketball? Yeah, I played a little basketball. Did you play in the pros? No, I didn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, for your rest of your life, people will stare at you. And the only place that you, if you think about it, the only place where you are at home, truly at home, is if you're amongst people the same height. And to find that, ooh, I wonder if they have a dating thing for, I bet you they got
a date. I'm sure there's tall girl dating, yeah.
Yeah, over.
I love tall girls.
I mean, well, but you're tall.
I've only met a couple girls that are like 6 foot or higher, and to dance with them is fantastic because you're looking eye to eye. It's great.
Yes.
I don't know. I look at a lot of these things as a father figure.
No, I have
a daughter, and I'm kind of like, when I want my daughter 19
no,
to be on
not.
OnlyFans. And again, not. If she's on there and there's no nudity, you know how that crap goes.
Yeah, but you know what? Again,
I've been around so many women that do things that they really don't want to do, and they're doing it for great money, and they're like, I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to go there.
We all do that.
And eventually someone will offer you enough. Yeah.
One step further.
You're
going
to keep pushing the envelope. And the fact that she's even saying no promise of nudity means she probably will get nude. And that's fine. She can do whatever. She's 19. She's an adult. She can do whatever she wants. Just know that that crap's going to be, and it's out there.
But they don't,
you know,
yeah.
You don't have to subscribe to see it. I could pull it up right now and see pictures of her if I wanted to.
Yes.
But it's just,
you know, this is cheesy. There was an episode of Dallas Cowboys Cheerleader making the team.
Yeah.
Where they cut one of the girls because they were not happy with her social media posts.
Yeah.
They were kind of, they didn't like it. It didn't fit the overall culture. They told her to back it off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 months later, or a month later, whatever, she had still been doing the same thing, and they're like, "We're sorry, we can't let you be on a part of this. We can't let you be a part of this team because you don't represent our brand the way we need you to."
Yeah.
And there was no nudity, nothing. It just wasn't the brand that you want. And we get into all kinds of legal issues around that. Maybe we'll talk about it with Twitter, but at what point does your personal persona and your personal brand, at what point can a potential employer say, we're not going to employ you because of what you say and do outside of our workplace?
Yeah, and to go along with that, Sage Steele, who of course is a ESPN co-host, she does a lot of different, she does the Scripps Spelling Bee.
Oh,
she
right.
Does, she has the noon thing with Matt Berry. She is now suing Disney and ESPN because she feels like she was sidelined during a portion of last year because of some of the things she said about the mandate to get the COVID vaccination. And she was on a Jay Cutler podcast, and she said, it's horseshit, and I shouldn't have to do it, and this is scary, and blah, 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 blah. And because of that, they held her back, but that's a company policy, and so she's now suing them for it. You like Tucker Carlson?
No. I do. Well, let me take this back. I don't like who he's become. It's the like same thing. It's that evolution. It's the evolution of being on TV.
Yeah.
And having to evolve and adapt and be more. I mean, we've seen it with everybody. I'm not quite seen with everything from Dr. Phil to Dr. Oz. And it just, I don't like, there's two things I don't like about Tucker Carlson. He's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
Speaks well.
Yeah.
I do not like when I hear things, this is just me. Even if I don't have the same political beliefs as you, I will follow you and I'm sort of tracking along. And then when you say absurd shit,
yeah,
that's when you lose me.
Yeah.
And the thing I don't like about Tucker Carlson is he's gone from sort of, okay, you got really strong views. Well, first of all, he's an MSNBC. He's going from over here to over here, which doesn't, but I don't like when I know that you're smarter than that and you say something that is absurd. That pisses me off. You lost me.
But do you ever take that stuff with a grain of salt?
I
like the fact that Tucker Carlson is so staunch and his heels are dug in on what he says and what you think his ideologies are and what he believes.
But that's what,
in.
See, like I call and, it, yeah. It's like, it's shtick.
Yeah.
It's shtick. That's the part I don't like about it is you've crossed over for me from first of all, maybe you've changed your political beliefs. Great. That's all I'm about to, okay, that's, I don't agree with that, but... You know, to come on, dude, that's over the top. And then when you dig your feet in on that, particularly someone like that, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe you. I believe that you're doing that for shtick, and you can dig your feet in it all day long. It's just...
Well, and that's what the Fox News organization has created 20 or 25 years ago, where
you
were allowed to get on national television as a news correspondent or as a news... anchor and give your opinions.
Yes.
And we like that because for the most part, go back to the way we used to watch news in the 70s, early 80s, and it was like, it was so middle of the road, and you weren't allowed to say anything off mic, and you had to report the story, read the teleprompter, watch Anchorman, and you could not go off.
Well, we have that local news now.
Exactly. And so they eventually started allowing news anchors like Janice Rogers and Mike Deverly to push
well,
a
do
little
you,
bit
do you, do
if
know,
they felt comfortable doing that, and then
do you know,
give their opinions on things.
Think about local. Think about
which
local.
Is why we're on Fox.
But think about
Fox
local news. So local news, right? Local news is about reporting the news.
Yeah.
They do not give their opinions in the same way that cable TV.
Yeah.
But you will always see it's the editorial, usually by the general manager.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. The general manager at some point, I don't know what the frequency is, will come out with his or her sort of statement.
Yeah.
That and that's it. That's all you see. I think the problem is with cable is it's just become, again, it's we gotten away from, here's what I encourage people to do. I don't care what cable TV station you watch. It doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
Watch that and then watch your local news.
Yeah.
And watch the same story.
Yeah.
Watch the same story. Oh, this would be a great psychology experiment. Mm-hmm. Great psychology. No, this would be fantastic. Because, and I've seen this anecdotally, there are people in local markets who believe that local news stations, local, vary in their political leanings.
Yeah. Well, sure.
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah.
They report. They don't. It's not. But people, I only watch this channel. I only watch this channel local.
Yeah.
Because I'm this. I'm right. I'm left. Go watch all of it. It's all the same thing.
Well, it's almost,
it's your bias.
It's almost impossible to report news now from a political standpoint and not have a slant one way or another based on your preference of what you think you're going to see from NBC to Fox.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And then just the way they say things.
I know.
He didn't have as much pizzazz in that story when talking about the Democrats.
Why do you think Mike posts pictures about his food?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's safe.
So Tucker's got this new thing called Tucker Carlson Originals.
Is it something?
It's a new docuseries.
Okay. Docuseries.
Yeah, and one of the episodes is called The End of Men.
Oh, God, is Tucker going to talk about
the emasculation of men, the total collapse of testosterone levels in American men. But when the political commentators suggest that guys on the show, they,
come on, Tucker.
This is so bad because real men don't need to be told what to do to be a real man.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And the men who aren't real men, right, acting like real men,
right? This is good.
Don't listen to it.
Oh, that's
it. Doesn't matter. So they got this video. I saw the video today of a bunch of shirtless guys participating in bizarre activities, including guys wrestling, milking cows, shooting guns, chopping wood, taking ice baths, and testicle tanning.
Oh, did we do a segment on anal tanning?
We did that. There's a special name for it where you just hold your legs up and you tan your a-hole and it's supposed to be healthy for you. And so when he was asked about it, he's like, and testicle tanning isn't a tanning of your testicles. It is it's some type of skin thing that guys can do that takes the wrinkles out. And I don't know why they went for the testicles. But
Wait, does this have to do with your testicles?
Well, he was asked about testicle tanning. He's like, why testicle tanning? He said, well, it's more about skincare products. It's more about skincare for men, about keeping that rugged look and making sure we look tan and that we look more like tan men as opposed to pasty white guys who never get out in the sun and do wood chopping. And I'm going,
what?
In a show like that, that's the end of men for me. That is, men don't need to be told how to be a man.
Wait, I'm still not tracking it. Are you actually tanning your testicles, or does this have to do with your
face? Yeah, I mean, it's a thing. And I'm like, real men don't tan their testicles. What are we doing? What are we talking about? First of all, half naked guys don't wrestle each other. Second of all, to milk a cow doesn't mean you're a man. If you want to go out and chop wood, cut grass, change oil in your car, drive the wife everywhere, that's one thing, that's fine. Take the trash out, change light bulbs, that's a man
that's
thing,
so
that's fine.
We seem to defy it, that's...
But the fact that we're actually having a show about what it takes to be a man, you either get it or you don't.
Well, and I know we hate this because we're psychologists, and you put it in the... It's either this or that. I mean, that's the other part. That's the other part. I use you as an example. You're a man's man. And you got your things that we would consider are softer, which it's what I love about you.
Yeah.
You are sensitive.
Yeah.
You are kind.
Yes.
I wouldn't say you're crafty, but you're like handy and you make things and you can cook and you can do all those kinds of things. Yeah. And so what I immediately say, okay, you have a strike against you because that's not manly enough.
No, no.
See, I hate that.
No, here's the big difference. You can do all those things. You can cry at commercials.
Now, then you're a renaissance.
You can do it at Bridges of Madison County and cry your ass off. You can do all those things.
Sad,
but
yes,
you still have to do the other things.
Yes.
The emasculation of men and the loss of testosterone is because men are doing all those things and they've forgotten how to chop wood or fix the fence or do manly things. Or they're paying someone to lay their rock or do things that they can normally
do
because
that's opportunity cost.
Yeah, right.
That is. See, but that's a great example.
It's part about who we are.
What if you're white? Okay, here's one.
I mean, can you build a fire? That's something that quite frankly is something guys should know how to do.
Hang on.
We're providers, we're validators, we're protectors.
And
ask any woman out there, she loves a guy who's emotionally stable, she likes guys who can cry, she likes guys who can come into feelings, they like guys who like plants, they like all those things, but they also want a guy who's going to stand up and protect them when they need to be protected.
But now you just link two things that are not necessarily the same thing. Making a fire and standing up and protecting somebody. So here's, I'm going to give you this example. Let's say you were with somebody.
Yeah.
You're married or not. You're straight. You're heterosexual, and you're dating, or you're married with a woman. Mm-hmm. who's a black belt.
Yeah.
And from the military.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she's special forces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you get into a situation where maybe you're threatened by...
Is there a Facebook group for that, by the way, a black belt?
No, but you, so maybe you're threatened by... It's a potential mugging or something. Yeah. And she's badass.
Yeah.
And you're not. Now, you can be... You chop wood and you fix the car and stuff, but she is trained to defend. Maybe she's a police officer.
Sure.
So does that make you... If she defends you...
Yeah.
And I'm not saying defend, stands up, you insulted my man, but like disarms the person and saves your life. Does that make you less of a man?
There's your outlier. There's outliers in everything.
Okay, but I'm using that one. Now go another one. Go another one. Let's say your wife or your girlfriend is really good at masonry or, laying bricks and mortar.
Yeah.
And let's say she's better than that. Than you are. Should you be taking that over?
No, it doesn't mean you can't be a man in other areas of her life.
Okay, but that's not...
Because she's great
at laying a brick. Being a man, that's being a partner.
That's being a partner, but that's...
That's the whole point. It's not... You have to compliment each other.
Yeah, you do.
But it's... You don't... It doesn't have to go along traditional... This is the whole thing. This is why as men, we're so screwed up. We are so screwed up because we come from a culture... Where males dominate everything. They dominate everything physically, socially, culturally, the pay, all that kind of stuff. And we're now living in a time where lots of women are going, oh, no, I call bullshit on that. And so as men, you use this all the time, we're like somewhere in between. We're both defensive. Hang on, no, 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 no. Don't say that because that makes me threatened. And then there's another part of us that goes, well, maybe I need to... Adapt a little bit.
Yeah.
And so we get out of ourselves, and people, shows like Tucker Carlson are the extremes to take it back and say, men are not men at all because they don't do any of these things, so we need to get them back doing these things. Chopping wood, all this stuff. Chopping wood?
And again, if you weren't brought up that way, then...
Maybe this is the way I was brought up to be a multitasking, multi-skilled person in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Some things I do well. Some things I don't.
Sure.
Not along gender lines. Because gender lines, I'm not getting into gender fluidity, but gender lines, if you look at a lot of the ways we test people psychologically, but with the way they think, the way we do it is 1950s gender lines.
Yeah.
And that's part of the problem. It's not the same story anymore. And as men, we're like caught in between because we don't understand, and it's easier for us to say, so much easier to go, well, this is what a man does. The reason we say that is because it makes our lives easier. It makes it not complicated. Well, real men change diapers, but they also fix cars. Real men do this. Real men do everything and anything. There is not, here's one for you, and I love challenges. What is it that, what thing does a real man not do? I'm not calling you out, but I'm just like, let's play that scenario out. What do real men do?
And this sounds incredibly general, but real men don't know the basics of what it takes to be what a man is supposed to be. And that is, and listen, I talk about starting fires or changing tires.
That's what I'm saying. Is there anything?
There are things where if we're on an expressway and we're going to the airport and we have a flat tire, guess who better know how to get their shit together? It better be me, because I'm not. My wife doesn't know how to change a shot.
But why should?
Maybe she should know how to change a tire.
You got a daughter.
But because we work together. If we want to have one day where we sit out in the driveway, I'm going to show you how to change a tire in case you're driving one day. That's fine.
Yeah.
But if we're together, I'm going to be there. There's going to be things that women. Yeah. There's going to be women that.
Right.
That,
so if you both,
because I can't be with her 24 hours a day. She don't want me there with her 24 hours a day. But if I'm with her, then if there's a boatload of groceries in the car, guess you should bring them in. Me, I'm the man. It's the heavier load. I should do it. If there's a stock of wood in the driveway, guess who's bringing the wood in? Because I'm stronger than she is.
Okay.
Just based on my physical.
I like that one. I like the.
You get it yourself. You bring the wood in.
That's what a man does.
A man provides for her.
No, but you just did it. You said it. What you said was more important than you lumped it into a category that is not true. If this thing weighs 150 pounds. and you are physically stronger and can pick it up easier, then you do it because that's the human thing to do, not the man thing to do.
Well, because the man is stronger, so the man.
But what if the man isn't stronger? What if you're married or you're dating a power lifter?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. We got to be the reason I hammer on this is how A, we as men get ourselves into trouble because we do it. This is what I do. This is what I don't do. A, B, I hate to tell you, this is the patriarchy thing that is changing. And we better get on board as men, because you use this as other examples. Don't, you can try to fight it. I see this in the workplace so often, and it's not new. A woman in the workplace who's assertive, who states her mind, will be characterized as being pushy, aggressive, and inappropriate. Man who does it is seen as speaking his mind. To this day.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying what you should be thinking about is what is the right thing, the useful thing to do based on who you're with, based on your talents. That's what it is. And if you're a guy, it puts you in so much, it actually makes your life easier.
I think we went through a term where women wanted men to get more in touch with their feelings.
They still do.
And whether it be counseling, whether it be therapy, whether it be let's talk about this, and guys are like, we're fixers, it'll be fine.
Yeah, that's why they left your ass.
Exactly. and so we do that, and I'm not saying that softens guys up. We just can't forget the other aspects of what it's supposed to be a man. And I think that's what a lot of guys are.
But
you said it. Yeah. We're in that area where I don't know what the hell she wants anymore. Well, she wants a man. Wants a man who's...
But it's not what she wants. You got to stop doing that. It's not what she wants.
It is what she wants.
No.
No, because a lot of women...
No.
Yeah.
It's not just what she wants. If you, who you are and what you believe is the day you are completely lost. And to your point, this is where a lot of guys are right now. And it's not even so much what she wants. It's that, what should we be doing? Mm-hmm. I see this a lot in my clients. They're working a ton. They want to be involved in their kids' lives. They want to do both. And oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this. And they're like, I don't know. Should I do this? Should I do this? How do I? Women have been dealing with that forever. The woman who works has historically to this day feels guilty because she's a kick-ass professional, but she's also not a perfect mom.
Yeah.
So the answer is what you want. And you want to be a manly man who chops wood and fixes cars and doesn't want to do much of anything else? Great. Find someone who matches. But don't do it because this is what men do or this is what women do. Do it because this is what you do.
Yeah. You do you.
You
got to do it all. You got to do it all.
Everybody's got to do it all. Everybody.
And we're talking about men here. We'll talk about women later. But you got to, as a man, you got to do the right thing, and you got to be there for her and support her and be the protector and do all those things for her, and then try to get in touch with him. We haven't done a very good job of that.
We
haven't.
We're getting better.
But guys just want directions. Tell me how to get there. Tell me how to get there.
But you know what
I mean? And so guys start softening up a little bit.
They don't. Stop. We just want directions, but we don't want direct. We want
to figure it out.
Don't tell me what to do.
We'll always take a guess getting there. But we've been told for a long period of time you need to be more in your children's lives. You need to be going to the recitals. You need to be doing all these different things. But, and we're softening up a little bit. And we're forgetting how to do all the other things. Don't let go of those other things because she digs that too. Normally, whenever I see a relationship end, it's because the guy's lost himself. He's like, I don't even know who the hell I am
anymore. But it's not just because you forgot how to chop wood.
Yeah.
No, but that's a really good point.
Because the next guy that she'll latch onto is the man's man. The guy who plays street ball on Thursday nights. So the guy who does this has got his
own. If she's my client and she latches onto him because the other one wasn't that way, I'd be like, now you're preparing for a relationship breakup. Same breakup, different reasons.
Yeah.
You got to find the man who's balanced.
So you're saying it's a women's fault?
No.
That, the other thing I think, is because women are getting so stronger, I think some guys feel like
Yes.
They need to continue to protect their turf. And,
that's exactly what it is. Yeah. It's what you said. It's what you said. Oh, God.
I just think it's funny whenever people try to tell me how to be a man. Like,
right.
This is what you... I'm like, stop.
Well...
We're guys. We're already men. Do what men do.
Listen, historically, that women were told the same thing, right? Even by women.
Yeah.
You know, listen. My mom tells this story all the time. My mom wanted to be a psychologist. Okay, yeah. My mom's 80 years old. She went to college.
Yeah.
She wanted to be a psychologist. Uh-huh. You know what her father said? God rest his soul, my grandfather. Women. He was a business person. Women. Teachers. Nurses. Teachers, nurses, administrative assistants. Now, my mom was a kick-ass business person who came from a dad who was a great business person and would compliment her business acumen.
Mm-hmm.
But over his dead body, was she going to ever become a psychologist? Because that's not what women do.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, but that was the norm.
Yeah.
That was the norm. Or even men, flip side. Men aren't teachers.
Men aren't nurses.
Men aren't nurses.
Men should not be
nurses.
Air attendants. No, that's true. It's very true.
It's sad.
It's sad, and I think we're in a much better place now. It's great, but I do think there's this gray area where I don't think we really know. But I'll say this till my dying day. Every woman out there will always say they want a man who's a man's man. They've got all their feelings. They got all those wonderful things. They're a great father. They're there for their kids. They do all those wonderful things. They're a great husband.
That is a man's man, but that's awesome.
That is a man's man.
But think about it. You can call it a man's man. I would also call that. We used to call, even though, like I said,
but normally,
that's
what seems like it breaks things up is when that man has lost that part of his life.
Yes.
Whether he's not, maybe he's not taking the initiative in the bedroom. Maybe he's not doing the things that he, maybe he's not fixing things around the house like he used to.
Or maybe he's not as assertive on his job.
Or maybe he's not as...
You're absolutely right. A man's man, what you're saying is a man's man, is kind of what we used to call the Renaissance man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The guy who does it all.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing you have to be careful about, because I see this with men and women, is when you say we want somebody who really does it all, the whole range,
mm-hmm.
as that person... man or woman, you get yourself potentially in a really difficult situation because you're trying to cover it all, mm-hmm. and you can't cover it all great.
Yep.
You do some things better and worse, but when your mind is, okay, well, I got to be able to chop wood, and I got to be able to play with my kids,
mm-hmm.
Or I got to be able to play with my kids, change diapers, chop wood, and be the top CEO, and by the way, give back to my church and make pottery.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You're not going to do all of it perfectly, but the default sometimes is, well, I don't need to do those things. Yeah, you do. You need to find bits and pieces where you can contribute, and what you can't do is check off and just say, I don't do those things because of my gender.
Yeah.
Now, you cannot do those things because you suck at them.
Yeah.
Diaper changing doesn't count. You're a man and you got a kid, do not pull the...
God, I can't believe how many guys will not change diapers.
To this day.
It's crazy. I don't change diapers. I got a friend of mine.
Oh, man.
A very good friend of mine that would not change the diaper on his daughter because he thought it was wrong. I'm like, you didn't change it on your daughter because she's got a vagina? Or are you saying that because you just didn't want to change the diaper? He's like, no. He goes, I don't think that's right.
Right.
I'm like...
What did his wife say?
She's 3 weeks old.
What did his wife see? That
they're divorced.
Yes, thank you.
Because, frankly, that's not a real man.
Well,
no,
I
won't change a diaper in a real man.
Yes.
Oh, that's not something I. And listen, to your point, you know, the first time my dad met his granddaughter, he's like,
yep.
this. I'm like,
yep.
dude, give her a hug. She's pooped her pants.
Yep.
I'm like, I don't give a go. Change a diaper. He was like, I'm like, that's
you and I both grew up that way. My mom left me, and I was an infant, and my best friend and my dad and his best friend, they went out. The wives went shopping,
mm-hmm.
and they left the dads with two infants for like 3 hours.
Yeah,
come back. Both of us had pissed and shit in our diapers.
Yeah,
and nobody changed it.
Yeah.
And it was like the both my mom and she come out. What do you? I mean, like the and it wasn't like there were no they were right there.
Yeah.
Well, we knew you'd be home.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't want to screw it up.
Yeah. Talk about one of our great sponsors coming here about 50 minutes at 9:50 this morning. We'll be on Fox 6 WBRC, Good Day Alabama, along with Toy and, of course, Mike Deberly and Janice Rogers and Nikki Ferguson. We love being on this, folks. We're on every single Thursday here on Tony Curry Radio. Make sure that you download the Tony Curry Radio app. Get that. Get 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of great content, great shows. We have 10 different shows. We run Dr. Parrish on Tuesday. We have Dark Side of the Pooch on Monday. We have Livewire Wednesday, Mission Minded on Wednesday, Blues Almighty on Thursday, Damon Johnson Show, Win in Rome on Friday with Stuart Rome. We're going to record a bunch of new shows today. You can hear all those shows live on Tony Curry Radio and also get them on Spotify. Search Tony Curry Radio on Spotify and check it out. Give us an update on one of our great sponsors. Then we're going to talk about Elon Musk a little bit on Twitter. We had a great conversation about that yesterday, and we'll talk about this morning on Fox 6.
I'm talking about John Gray. John Gray, the markets are crazy. Netflix tanked yesterday. We got things going all up and down. The war in Ukraine, distribution. These are things that I don't care how much you think you're paying attention to it, you need a good financial advisor. A financial advisor is somebody who's not only paying attention to markets, but paying attention to you and your life. This is where John Gray comes in. John Gray from Driscoll Gray, they do it all. They do taxes, debt management, wealth management. They do savings. They will work with you regardless of your income. You do not have to be rich for them to work with you.
I do. I'm not rich.
B, regardless of really where you live. They, you know, in this day and age, they have clients all over the country. John Gray is amazing. He's been doing this for almost 30 years. Go to his webpage today at DriscollGray.com. That's DriscollGray.com.
So right after Elon announced he would purchase the company for $44 billion on Monday, the deal concludes a month-long saga that would begin with Musk first tweeting out polls of his thoughts and about the decline of free speech on Twitter. Yeah, there's some tweet out this morning about how he was going to buy Coca-Cola and add cocaine back to the recipe.
Did you start following? Does everyone have to follow him now by default?
I don't follow him, and I'm getting his tweets on my phone. Which I don't. I'm like, he's making sure
he's
that
going
everyone.
He's going in with the developers, and he's like, just,
I love this. I love the fact that he's scaring the shit out of everybody.
Because
Twitter's fun again, and I've got the most followers on my Twitter. I got to do Instagram and all the other ones, but I got most of my followers on Twitter, and it feels vibrant again. It feels like it's popping a little bit.
Spicy.
It is.
It's a little spicy.
And I don't think it's going to change my day-to-day tweeting based on whether he owns it or not, or whether it's private or
no. And I don't think it'll change. Well, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say, I don't think it'll change significantly, but then again,
The people that are just in this uproar, and of course, employees at Twitter now are, everything they tweet out, obviously, is seen. So now they're on Slack. And so they're trying to do these subdivisional types of dark room thing so they can talk about Elon Musk so he can't find out, and he's finding out anyway. People are saying they're going to quit. He's like, fine, go quit. And it looks like there's going to be a major upheaval from the topest levels of Twitter, because there's a lot of people saying, if he's going to own it, I'm not going to be a part of this. And that's fine. This whole right to speech thing is the biggest part of this, and that's what we'll talk about in 5 or 6 in about 48 minutes. We talked about it yesterday. Yeah, we created all these laws 200-300 years ago, and
we thought they were really good too.
And they were. Well, they were.
They were. They absolutely were.
Whether it's right to bear arms and free speech, and those seem to be the two things that we talk most about, because our homicide rates are through the roof, and they just let some 17-year-old go after he just killed the second person.
Did you see that? By the way, did you see the video of the Little League shooting in North Charleston?
Yeah.
I know we've had horrific mass murder. That scared me, and no one died.
Yeah,
that scared me more than anything else, because it was America.
Yeah.
So anyway, no, my daughter lives in Charleston, but
I mentioned this yesterday when we created all these laws with right intentions.
Yeah.
And again, you can say or do whatever you want.
Most of them with right intentions.
We didn't realize that some 150, 200 years later, after we wrote these laws into place, that we were going to have a platform where when you say something, it effectively could go to 50,000 people, as opposed to you just walking down the street and screaming some obscenity or hatred speech to your neighbor. You could do whatever you want. And people say, you could do whatever you want, but there's ramifications for everything you say. Well, no shit. Okay? And evidently, a lot of people don't care about their jobs or anything else, because if you're an employee, you're going to look back at social platforms, much like you said about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. And so that's the difference. What we do have to protect, and I'm all about, we've been kicked off Facebook, we've been kicked off YouTube because of sexual content, whatever. We said some things, we're like, wait a minute. Some people are like, wait a minute. This person said this, this person said, and there's no rhyme or reason to why one thing happens and another thing doesn't, because you've got billions of users and it's impossible to go through everyone's post and find out what's going on. I do think there needs to be some level of protection from hate speech, from bullying, things like that, because, and the other thing is, well, just get off the platform.
Yeah.
Just get off the platform. Well, this is a platform now that's part of our daily lives.
Yes.
And
that's a good point.
And you, it's as much yours as it is mine.
Yes. Look at you.
This where I have a problem with, and I used this analogy yesterday at lunch, was if my daughter's being bullied at school, and she realizes that if she walks down this hallway during third period that bully's going to be there, she's going to start walking the other direction, which is the right thing to do. She don't want to get bullied. She's going to try to stay away from it. That's In other words, if she's on Twitter, she's following some people, or people are following her.
Unfollow, block,
do whatever you can. But when the algorithmic analytics, based on what your hashtag and everything else, continually pounds that person, whether they want to be on it or not, it's almost like being on a chat. You know, kids are in these chat rooms. You know, they're on with other fourth and fifth graders from different schools that don't know them. And they're saying bad things. I'm like, well, get off. Well, they get off and it keeps coming back to their phone and they can't get away from it. So if that bully continually follows her around school and continues to barrage her, that's not a right. That's right. That's not cool. And so what I'm trying to say is, from a hate speech standpoint, if you don't want to be part of it or you don't want to be centered on it or targeted for it, there should be a way to get away from it. And now on social media, it's almost an improbability that you're not going to see something. I make sure that when someone follows me and I want to follow them back, I look through some of their posts to make sure that they haven't dropped an N-word, they haven't done something stupid, they're not too political, because I don't want to be part of that. And I don't want to see their shit. I really don't. Yeah. They can be nice people. That feels like because they're putting it in writing and they're not saying it in someone's face, it's okay. And it really isn't.
Yeah.
And so that's where the protective side of me comes into play, where, yeah, I think... I don't think Elon Musk is going to turn this into the Wild Wild West. Believe it or not, I think he's got a moral bone in his body.
I do.
And certainly a guy, I mean, he gets hammered left and right every single day. But because he's the richest man in America, everyone thinks it doesn't hurt. Well, I got news for you. It does. And I don't think, I think what he's trying to do is fix...
I'm going to tell you about something.
The privacy aspects of what we're going through from a social media standpoint, from the freedom of speech thing. Again, you can say whatever you want, but when we created that freedom of speech thing in this country, we didn't know that it was going to go out to 150,000 people every time you put it out there.
So I saw something on Twitter. Somebody I follow posted a little statement from somebody else about Elon Musk and great thinkers in the world, or innovators or leaders.
Yeah.
And basically the statement said, number one, most of them are pretty complicated people. Number two, they're not all nice. And I thought this was really interesting that, you know, the people are like, what do we do with Elon Musk? And we don't know. And he's kind of weird. He's smoking dope. And but he's made Tesla. And he's like, And the statement was like, you look at outlier thinkers, outlier doers. Mm-hmm. They're usually a little weird.
Yeah.
And they can be, and even if they're doing things, you know, the Vanderbilts, for example, like even if they're doing things that look to be good for humanity, there can be ulterior motives. And they could be ulterior psychological motives. I'm going to be the most important person. Oh, by the way, I created 17 universities and I sent the thing. But it's not. And they don't have to be nice. We want them to be nice.
Yeah.
And I guess my point is, we don't know what Elon Musk is going to do. But he may not do the right thing. Because it's up to... Well, first of all, here's the other thing. I'm sorry, I went back a little bit. This is like with the presidency. This is like politics. We always say, oh my God, look what the president's doing. It's not the freaking president. We're set up with checks and balances. So yes, while he bought Twitter, he's not going to single-handedly make every single decision. And this is the economics of it. If the decisions are stupid, bad, not engaging, whatever, guess what happens?
Yeah.
People get off Twitter. People don't advertise with them. So, I mean, this is the Tony Curry. Check it back a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? Not and me. Some of it's provocative. He's being provocative. That's great.
He's always been provocative.
Fine.
Yeah.
Like, let's just, like, you know, let's not worry about
it. Let's see what it looks like first.
That's exactly.
And again, there are, like, no less than 20 different social media platforms you can get on. If you want to go find your group, you can find your group. Get after it. I would say that Facebook is probably the safest one out there because it's the older one.
It's the Facebook.
The Facebook. It's
the like
wiser
it.
One. It's boring, but it's wiser.
My mom's on it.
It's all about love.
Yes.
It's all about, and again, depending on who you follow, and there's other, obviously, different areas of, they've done a, well, I can't say they've done a good job because I don't know. but I will say this, you know, based on my followers, and I've got 5,000 friends on Facebook, I scroll through, I don't see a lot of hate stuff. I see some political things.
Yeah.
I see some things that, you know, cuss words and stuff, but for the most part, who I follow is not. And that's another thing is if you don't want to see it, don't follow it. You know, if you get into that tank where you start following that stuff, those algorithms are going to start pinpointing you and targeting you for all these different things, whether it's political or not, and you're going to be bludgeoned with it. And, you know, I always say get out while you can.
I think where we're, and we'll talk, this is what we're going to talk about on Fox, where I can't speak to this, and this is where we need legal scholars. There's a difference between sort of saying, and we've done this with hate speech, hate crimes, right? We those are one of the first ones where we've said, it's not just a bad thing you said or did, right, just on the act, it was the motive behind it.
Yep.
And we've legally made a distinction. It's not just a murder, it's a hate crime.
Yep.
To my unlawyered experience and knowledge, that's where we're going on this.
Yep.
Was we're going to have to make, I mean, and we're doing it, listen, we're doing it at state levels on all kinds of things. And we're sort of fumbling around in the different states about gender, sexuality, what's appropriate in schools, critical race theory. Yep. I mean, you and I have talked about this even in the state of Alabama. I mean, we've talked about our founders in this state. We just changed interracial marriages, what, 1990
yep.
something? I mean, so that's my point is, this all works until we have to decide, and this is so human nature, we're good with it until there's a real consequence.
Yeah.
Till we got to put it down in writing. And when someone's going to be judged on it and potentially really punished by it, that is where we're at right now.
Based on your followers, and I'm talking 95% of people that are on social media platforms probably have somewhere between 200 and 500 followers.
You're right.
You know, the people that get millions and millions and millions, those are outliers. And it's probably even less than 5%, probably 2 or 3%. Those people will get hit with so many different things. They're the ones that get retweeted 18,000 times every time they burp on
right.
Twitter, and people are going to have something bad to say about it. I thought it was interesting. Sharon Osbourne, when she was on with Pierce, was talking about how they were getting death threats based on her agreeing with Pierce on The View and getting kicked off, and people are coming after them, blah, blah, blah. You're going to have knuckleheads. You're going to have crazy people out there. And, of course, the fact that she's married to Ozzy Osbourne, that's a whole all different satanic Black Sabbath feel to the whole thing. But if you're going to get on there, you know, before we had social media, if you were walking down the street or walking through school and someone said something nasty to you, it stuck with you. Mm-hmm. You know, I mentioned the fact that when I did an afternoon show, every day at 5 o'clock, some guy would call me up and say, you suck.
Oh,
it happened for 20 years.
That sucks.
And it affected me.
Yes.
I knew he was calling. I knew it was going to happen. You suck. And I did everything I could. Hey, let's have a cup of coffee. Let's
go
to church together. Let's try something. I did the best I could. And it got to the point where it became kind of a running joke. And now I know who it is. But if you can't handle it, don't get in it.
Now
what it's done is social media has desensitized us to an extent where any age you are, you cannot. I could post a picture of my 10-year-old daughter, and someone's going to tweet something that's going to be like, "I'm like, dude,
yep.
Do I even want to go there?"
Right.
And every time I go to look at that person, they've got 3 followers.
Right.
I'm like, this is not worth my time.
Right.
This is a schmuck. It's a troll. It's someone that no one wants to follow. There is one particular Twitter person out there that puts out so much nasty shit. He's got 3 followers. I'm like, he's being shut down. It's not working. So go away. And eventually he will, because no one's seeing his stuff. No one's latching onto it. So it's going to go away. Unfortunately, there are all these other different groups, conspiracy groups, hate groups, yeah, all these other things that are getting attraction.
That's the problem. That's the problem. It's, yeah. The three follower person, no. But it's the whole idea of when you have influence because you have a platform. Not the platform. Within the platform, you have a group of people who listen to you. Yep. If three people listen to you, you're not really a threat.
What's really sad to me is when I see someone like on Facebook who may have a pretty good following, 1,000 or 2,000 followers, and they post something very sensitive or very personal, and then someone attacks them,
yeah.
And then they come back out,
yeah,
and they go, you know, I've been on this platform and all my friends, and I can't believe this person. Stop. You know what you're getting yourself into. You know that you're on a platform where anyone can say anything to you at any given time. They can follow you, and whether it's a friend of yours or not, and they get their feelings hurt. And I'm like, I can't tell you how to feel.
No.
But I'm like, you're on a platform with 2,000 people, 1,500 of them you probably don't know. You want to get the followers. You want as many followers. If I said right now, I'll give you 100,000 followers, I don't care who they are, would you take them? They go, oh yeah, I'd take them. And they could be 199,000 of them. It could be from hate groups. Yep. I'll take them.
I'll take them
because I'm going to have 100,000 followers. Well, guess what? It's coming back at you. So you're going to have to deal with it. So get off the platform. Go start your own platform. Get on a softer platform.
Yeah.
Or just shut up and keep, because no matter what you put out, if you got a lot of followers, someone's going to troll you. And that's just the way it is.
Well, yeah, you always,
it sucks.
You keep me in check.
Yeah.
I'm always the first one.
It's a heckler.
I know.
It's a heckler, yeah. Man. If you go after a heckler, they want you to go after them because that gives one. Them, they're going to come back at you again.
I got one. I know one. We both know him.
Yeah.
He loves it. And you know what, though? He comes after me a lot. And it's funny because he knows he's baiting me. And he knows I'm going to take the hook.
Yep.
The difference is, over the years...
He's a nice guy.
He is. Well, listen, and that's what's happened over the years. We've developed this weird relationship where our back and forths...
You're a lawyer.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But now they're ending. They're back and forth, and they're pretty nasty, but they're nasty in like a snarky, you know, right? But now they're ending. It's almost like we hug at the end.
We can agree to disagree.
It almost is. Like, it's sort of got... We have bonded over him baiting me and me getting pulled in every single time. It's like catching the same fish over and over again. There's another hook in my mouth, another hook, and he knows it's so easy to do it. But,
and it's almost like you'd hurt his feelings if he didn't respond to him. What's wrong, Josh? I was just playing with you, and you're like, dude.
I have thought to do that, but this is my weakness.
Yeah.
I have thought to do, you would never, you would check it back. And I've done it where I have not responded to him. And then I sit there, and I feel like my head's going to explode. Come on, I got to do, you know, and Jules is like, what are you doing? Nothing. What are you doing? I'm responding. She's like, are you jumping in there again? God, I can't help it. It's a problem that I have. I can't stand to see something that is not so much, it's not a belief thing for me. And I'm surprised because this guy is a lawyer, and maybe this is why he and I can go back and forth. Get your facts right.
Yeah.
Get your facts right.
Realize your world's not going to end if you're not on social media.
Yeah, well.
Well, we're addicted to it. We're tied into it. We cannot stay off of it. And it's our connection. It feels good. There's affirmation there. We got people saying you look great. Wonderful picture. I love that. Blah, 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 blah. If you're willing to take that affirmation at 100 times opposed to the one person who's going to troll you for posting whatever it is, then you're good to go and realize it's no big deal. And it's Twitter. It's kind of like a game. It is what it is. But if you can't handle it, they get off.
Just remember,
it's easier said than done.
Just remember, Tony.
Yeah.
If you're pointing a finger at somebody else.
The three fingers are coming back officially. We'll get back into it coming up here in about 30 minutes at 9:50 on Fox 6. We'll be on with the wonderful crew there, Janice, and of course Mickey and Mike and Toy and all those guys. We're looking forward to it. Thanks to WBRC Fox 6. We have a great partnership with them. 9:50 this morning. Couple of great clients we have here. The Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. I know you talked about Stuart Rome. I'm going to be talking to him at 11 o'clock this morning. We're taping our show for tomorrow. When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Go to Spotify, search Tony Curry Radio. Look for When in Rome with Stuart Rome. It's a great show. Jazz Fest is going on this weekend in New Orleans, so we're playing all jazz tunes. The Who's playing Jazz Fest this weekend. Yeah, Aerosmith's been down there. It's going to be great. So we're playing classic rock. We're talking about Jazz Fest. It's going to be a great show. That'll run tomorrow right here on Tony Curry Radio. And again, go to Spotify, search Tony Curry Radio. You can check out all of our shows. We have well over 100 shows. Damon Johnson Show, Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks and Billy Gibbons. We got all these wonderful shows. You can check them out on Spotify. So do that. Woodhouse Spa is fantastic. They've got all kinds of great packages. Aromatherapy, pedicures, manicures. We've done all of them. We've done them together. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, check them out. And also our proud sponsor for Livewire Wednesday, yes. Southern Precision Staffing. This past Wednesday night, we did all show tunes, AC/DC style. It was all AC/DC music that is played in the movies. The most expensive song that you can buy to put in the movie is?
Back in Black.
Thunderstruck. Oh,
Thunderstruck, yeah.
Cost $500,000
to put it in.
When Varsity Blues put it in their movie. So now it's like three times that.
So rich.
It's by far the most expensive song to put in a movie. And then coming up next Wednesday, we're going to be doing the last set list they played on the Rock and Bus Tour, because there doesn't appear they'll be going on tour. We were hoping they would.
Yeah.
We'll start that set list going on next Wednesday. But check them out, Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828, 205-682-2828. They're fantastic. Construction otherwise. Also want to say a good morning to Tommy Williams down at Workplay. Check out workplay.com. We had that great Fred Foster celebration of life last Thursday. It was a great crowd. We had a wonderful time. Thanks for coming down. And special thanks, of course, to Cashback and Eric Waters and the Magic City Disco Dancers. We had a great time. Check out Workplay and workplay.com to find out the future events are going to be happening down in his fine establishment. It's great. We'll be back in about 30 minutes on Fox 6 News this morning. Have a great day, and thanks for watching us here on Facebook.